Trying to be like Jesus. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. John chapter 8, verse 12. All the children are members of the Freeston Park Ward, Gilbert, Arizona stake. I will seek good friends and treat others kindly. A friend was very sad because she and her sister had an argument. I sat down and talked with her and told her some jokes. She stopped crying and started laughing. It made her feel better, and I felt good too. I am glad that Heavenly Father gave me good friends, and that Jesus set a good example for me by being nice to everyone. Emily Service, age 7. A great present. I had a birthday party. One of my friends didn't have much money, so he gave me a card. I told him thanks and said it was a great present. Clay Gustafson, age 11. I felt the Holy Ghost. My mom told me that I could not go to my friend's house until my brother Mark got home. Then she left. After finishing my homework, I got bored and started skipping over to my friend's house. Then I felt the Holy Ghost, and I knew I shouldn't go. I went home and waited until Mark came home. Jacob Carroll, age 9. Hugs and smiles. Sometimes when I feel grouchy, I try to get rid of the grouchiness by reminding my mom and dad that I love them. I sneak up on them and give them a great big hug and a great big smile and say, "I love you." They always smile back and say they love me too. It makes me feel really good, and mom and dad say it gives them warm fuzzies. Jesus taught us to love others and to honor our parents. Ethan Fisher, age 4, with help from his family. Do you want to smoke? When I was in second grade, we had recess in the afternoon. Students from high school across the street would walk over to the fence close to where my friends and I were playing and ask, "Do you want to smoke?" I always answered, "No," because I learned about the word of wisdom. Cameron Abaroa, age 11. From enemies to friends. A girl and I did not get along. We fought and gossiped about each other. I did not have a good feeling inside, so I told her I was sorry and forgave her. She did the same for me, and now we are friends. Aubrey Hatch, age 9. Peacemaker. At school, a first-grade friend got into a fight with another girl. I heard both sides of their story and helped them work things out. The next day, they were friends again. Zale Turley, age 11. Standing up for my beliefs. One day, I was playing with two friends. One of them was not a member of the church. He kept saying the Lord's name in vain. It made me uncomfortable, but I was afraid to tell him to stop. I thought he might just laugh at me, but I kept having a bad feeling, and finally my friend and I told him we couldn't play with him if he said that word. He promised that he would try not to say it around us. Tanner Peterson, age 11. I love Jesus. Once I hit my little brother, but I stopped and said I was sorry because I know that if you hurt someone, it will hurt Jesus too. I love Jesus and want to live with him someday. Keaton Hill, age 8. Cereal solution. One morning at breakfast, my sister and I both wanted the same kind of cereal. Instead of arguing about who got it first, I said, "You can get some first. I wanted to be like Jesus and be kind." Crystal Hengen, age 6. I wouldn't. One day, when I was at my friend's house, we were all trying to think of something to do. Some of my friends wanted to watch an R-rated movie. I told everyone that I wouldn't watch it. A few more people didn't want to either, so we just played a game. Stephen Hengen, age 11. Hero. When our plumbing broke, I brought in all our towels and helped clean up. My dad called me a hero. Courtney Ann Paulson, age 5. End of the section, trying to be like Jesus.